It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit barrierfreeplusinc.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
With Joel Nichols and Dave Melkowitz from Barrier Free Plus. If you have a member of your family that is getting older or may have some health issues and needs some things in your house, they want to stay in your house, Chuck, you taught this for years. What's it called again?
Aging in place.
Aging in place.
These people are expert. Okay. So we're looking forward to chatting with you for the next hour. Stay tuned. It's a great educational hour.
Stay tuned for more with Barrier Free Plus on the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. We've got a mom review here. My mom was in dire need for a handicap ramp. We shopped around for weeks, and we were unable to find a company to fit budget, time frame, quality, until we were directed to Barrier Free Plus and Joe Nichols. He was very professional, friendly, sympathetic to our situation. Time quicker than expected. The ramp was installed. My mom was delighted in how well the job was done. No hassle, friendly professional service. Thank God for Joe and Barrier Free Plus. Wow. Wow. That's cool, isn't it?
We hear that a lot.
We
hear that a lot from our listeners through emails. Yes, let's introduce Dave Melkowitz and Joe Nichols from Barrier Free Plus. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Really? You're not lying to us.
No. Doing wonderful. Thank you. How about you, fellas?
Awesome. That's a heck of a review, Joe. Is that typical?
You know, I'm not a person to blow my horn. I'm humbled by it. We get them quite often, and I attribute it to the gentlemen that are in the field that do the work for us.
I like that. So what types of work can Barrier Free Plus do for people?
Well, you know, we've talked on many different occasions that we do aging in place. We also do work for family members that have been traumatically injured and their loved ones, as well as the fact that we, there are people, sometimes my own son, fortunately, isn't physically disabled, but he has Down syndrome. So we know there are people born with different abilities that need other assistances. And so we can come in and we can sit down and we can listen to the individual. We can listen to the family members, the loved ones, whoever we need to find out the very best way to make life easier, a little bit easier every day.
I want to ask a personal question because, Chuck, there's so many things through the years that some of these programs were called, and you got to make sure we're careful nowadays.
Different guidelines, disabled,
very seriously disabled. Yeah. Joe, speaking for yourself, when you refer to your son and his disability, how do you? Does anything offend you when someone says anything? I mean, what shouldn't people say? Should say
slurs, slangs. I even hate to say it, but the word retarded, things like that. You know, if they're mocking and making fun, some
of course, yeah.
People innocently enough utilize the word and they don't mean anything negative about it. But, I mean, disabled, I'm okay with that because to some degree, certain things he is dis. But I like differently abled because my son Leonard, most people don't realize because I share it with you if I know you, but the radio's not going to know. He at one time was the only athlete that had Down syndrome in Macomb County, and he lettered in basketball at Fraser High School.
See, that's cool.
Played 4 years.
And that's what, I mean, you talk variously disabled. I mean, that isn't disabled. That's phenomenal.
This was going back before it was on ESPN and everything, you know, every two or three clips. We're going back to 2006, 2007. And he actually had a reporter at the Macomb Daily that came to a game, not realizing Zachary was part of the squad. And my son, you know, for all of the different abilities he has, his ego is certainly that of a normal teenage boy, who he is now 30, by the way. He came across court just two or three steps past half court, put the ball between his legs, and he jacked it. And it hit nothing but the bottom of the net. The entire stands, the opposing team, and the refs had to stop the game. And it was 5 minutes into the game. It wasn't like a buzzer beater or anything. So, you know, he's been nothing but an angel to our home and a great sense of pride to our family. His teammates in the ninth grade, when he tried out, told the coach that we'd rather lose every single game without him or with him than to win any games if he's not on our squad. And just recently, his freshman basketball coach is now in nuclear medicine at the Mayo Clinic. And he just sent me a message the other day, and he was thinking of Zach and talking about that very shot. And that's what reminded me of it. And here we are, you know, 12, 15 years later. So,
As Zachary ages, are there any of the things that Barrier Free Plus does that you may need to implement in your home as he ages?
We all age different. That's a great question. We all age differently, and I don't know today what he may need. But you know, even myself as I age, I look around my house.
Yeah.
He could use grab bars getting in and out of the tub, of course. Well, if I have the winning effect on the discussion with my wife, we're going to do a roll-in shower next year to prepare for getting older. We're 53. She still wants a tub. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we do have stairs in the home, so we may need a stair glide at some point. I've looked out and found out back of my house would be the best place for a ramp for me because it's the better entrance and exit. You know, our bathroom is a good size, so for us to do an aging-in-place, beautiful walk-in, roll-in, shower, you know, we've got that ability to do that. We're not confined in a very small bathroom. So there's a lot of things that my son may need at some point. Like I said, we're very blessed that he's been physically able to do most things anyone else can do. It's more of the learning disabilities we dealt with. And as I said, it's certainly not anything to do with personality and ego because he is the life of the party.
So how do people find money for this? Because these are big cost items in a lot of cases.
No, that's an excellent point. Something Dave and I were talking about last week actually is that when the clients call here, they have an idea of what they want most of the time. Sometimes they're not really sure. So we go out and do the evaluation, and when we do the evaluation, maybe we're doing the ramp and a bathroom. And we get the estimate over to them, and they said, I thought things were going to be a little expensive, but I didn't realize that, you know, it might quite be that much right now. Well, inflation and everything.
Nobody realizes.
Yeah, we can't even control that as much as we try
today,
over here for folks. But also the one thing that we started talking to a lot of our clients about, and we've seen it work very well, is the fact that more now in today's society, home values are higher than they've ever been.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, I'm not sure how I'm going to pay for this. It's less expensive and less overall on the senior in general to use equity because they've got a ton of it, most of them, in their house.
Yeah.
And to pay for those things that way. Because using the equity on that house and making that small equity line payment is far less than a monthly payment to a facility.
And it makes a lot more sense than moving, packing up all the furniture, being in a strange place,
people
maybe not close
to
your doctor.
Especially if they've been in those houses, they raise their kids. They don't want to move anywhere.
No, they don't.
They want to stay there to the day they are carried out.
We saw a dynamic years ago in the industry and with the demographic, and I'm sure you and Dave have seen it as well, where a lot of people thought they had to move when they retired. They went to Florida, they went to South Carolina, wherever. And then they start coming back because they realized the doctor they liked was there, the pharmacist they liked was there and trusted, you know.
Sure.
And the church was there, the center of the community for them spiritually. So your advice is probably great advice.
People's lives are spent in their homes.
Yes.
Every time they've answered the phone through the decades, a child has been born, a loved one's passed away, someone's getting married, somebody's graduating from college. They live their lives at home.
Well, we're going to go to break. When we get back from break, we got a whole list in front of us that includes some of the stuff you already talked about, roll-in showers, grab bars, door widening if necessary. Hey, stick around for the rest of the show. We got some great information coming from Barrier Free Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus on WJR. For a free home assessment on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got Dave Malkowitz and Joe Nichols with us. Joe, Ken mentioned before we went to break some of the specific things that you can do or install for people. You want to talk to some of those, you guys?
Okay.
I mean, well, the ramps are a big thing.
Ramps are a necessity.
Yeah.
People have to get out of their homes. They have to get to doctor's appointments. They have to visit their relatives. They have to get their mail. Not every mail delivery is at the front door any longer. Most of them are at the end of the drives or a community mailbox. So there's a lot of things that, you know, ramps will facilitate. The bathrooms, however, are probably one of the most important things. We all will go over to our parents and cook dinner for them or dust for them or vacuum for them, but nobody's mom wants to be bathed by their son. And roll-in showers become the most important item for a person, for their own personal hygiene, safety, and well-being. And making that walk-in shower or their existing shower a safe place through the use of grab bars or, you know, building in niches instead of shelves and walls and making an environment that is non-skid so they don't slip and fall. Simple little things like turning the door swing so it swings out versus swinging in. Should they happen to fall, a person has access to be able to go into the bathroom itself and be able to retrieve them through other medical assistance.
So you're implying that if someone's laying on the floor, you can't swing a door in.
Correct.
I'm just, for the sake of the audience, because until you actually talk about these things, none of us think about
them.
No,
not at
all. Why would we?
That part's huge that they brought up is if you happen to fall and now you're against the door, I mean, they'll find a way to get in, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to take more time than if it opens out and they can rush right in and your first responders be there to help.
Yeah. You know, I think about my wife's grandmother, who I knew since high school. She was my grandmother. And they lived in their house since, I mean, before World War II. They were the only house in the subdivision. Now they're everywhere in Berkeley. And Grandma's big thing is she never wanted to leave the house. She never wanted to leave the house. And I remember when she all of a sudden couldn't go upstairs anymore. And if we would have known about Barrier Free Plus back then, or if it would have been available for her, she came to my house one day, she hurt herself, and she never went back to her house again, ever. And that's exactly what she didn't want. And so many things Barrier Free Plus offers could have helped her stay in her house longer. So many things. You can hear that all the time.
It's a simple process.
Simple because you're the expert at it and you know what you're doing, Dave. Let's
well,
be honest.
It's simple because every child can see the difficulties their parents are going through. All they have to do is stop, look, and listen.
Hopefully, yeah.
And we learned that at the bus stop. Stop, look, listen, cross. Then at that point right there, you can look around, you can see, you can listen to your parents, you'll find out what their actual difficulties are. Like you had mentioned, a person not willing to visit their siblings, their own children's house.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the dangers.
Right.
That's a pretty scary event when your parent doesn't want to come to your house because they've got a fear of falling. Or most of it's not even the falling, but the embarrassment of falling.
Absolutely. How about a spouse that isn't willing to recognize the issues that their other, you know, their counterpart is going through? Maybe a husband doesn't recognize that his wife needs the things that the kids think they need. Do you ever run into that?
Getting close to home, Chuck?
I do. No, I'm glad you said that because I did run into that. And, you know, what I think my personal belief is, not that they don't recognize it. Love is a funny thing. They say love is blind. And that's the truth when they say love is blind. In a sense, and I'll be personal for a minute. I have been, about 3 years ago, diagnosed with a pretty serious heart condition. My wife will not really go into detail about talking about it, you know, in long-term aspects, because that means that then she has to internalize it and she has to feel it. And I think husbands, wives, we all do that. We don't want to think of the person that we love, that we've shared our life. They're not that 18, 25, 30 year old person anymore. Now there's something really there that progressively or chronically can can get worse. God love her. She has made me eat grilled chicken, sweet potatoes, and brown rice. And I love them all now, and her still, always. But I think it isn't so much that they don't notice. I think it's the fact that they don't want to accept it.
How about the money that has to be spent for the improvements?
The money, as we've talked about, it's like anything. Dave's mentioned a million times, and I love it when he talks about it, is no one, you save for college, you save for Christmas. Nobody saves for a ramp. Oh. When you're 30.
No, they
no
don't.
One saves for a roll-in shower. Hey, I'm 45. I'm going to retire at 60. I better start that roll-in shower account.
Modifying that second bedroom into a bathroom.
See, now you guys are all talking about people who are aging like that, but sometimes there's accidents where people never think they're going to need it, but 3 months later, for whatever reason, they do. And you guys can help out with all this. Can I read a quick review, please? We speak about parents. I worked with Dave and his team making a condo barrier-free for our mom. His team was amazing, hardworking, on time, and professional, and pricing was competitive. I highly recommend Barrier Free Plus.
Wow.
Now, you guys, you work in conjunction with the mom and the dad, and the parents, or the kids and the parents. And you guys have to be very sensitive a lot of times when you're dealing with the parents and dealing with people that need this kind of stuff. And I think working with the kids, they're a little more realistic. Is that fair than the parents are?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't really call it sensitivity, but it's more compassion. It's the actual caring for what we do. It's actual caring for the parents. They're almost like ours when we see them.
Right.
You know, except they'll take advice from us, but they won't take it from their children.
Okay. You know what?
I can say that.
That's our children that will take advice from you, Chuck.
If my wife pays for advice, she'll listen to it. If I give it to her, it's free. It means nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, so do you find adult... I'm sorry, Ken.
Nope,
adult children that... you sense maybe don't want to lose the inheritance. We don't want to spend all this money on this house. You know, they may not frame it that way, but you know, but that's the reality.
Well, that's a parent thing. Their children would rather their parents be safe and sound in a home and not have to worry about
hopefully.
Every time that they pick up the phone, it's 911 calling.
Right.
They want that environment to be pleasing for them, non-clinical, and safe. And as long as they can get that through their parents, they're not worried about money down the line. They don't need, most of the kids growing up right now don't really need the money.
Sure.
Their parents brought them up in such a way that they're safe.
What about if a house has been put into a trust, or you've got a legal guardian that technically has to make the decisions versus the parents? Do you work with people in those situations?
Well, Joe can address that himself just through his own son.
Well, not only that, I actually have a client in Taylor, Michigan, and we went down. Her dad reached out to us, and we went down to the house he needs as she's growing in order to help her bathe and keep clean and everything.
Sure.
He needs a ceiling lift. Well, he just emailed me last week. They're going to go on the 15th of November for a court appearance for the court, because she has a trust, and then the court will, they'll take care and cut the check to us for that ceiling lift, and we'll go ahead with that job. But we do run into that quite a bit where it has to be allocated through a trust.
Good. That's good to know, because I know there are people listening that are in that situation. They go, geez, I don't know. Or you may have someone acting like they have the authority, the mom, the dad, because they think they still do cognitively, but they legally do not, right?
Yes, but to a certain degree, the people in general are pretty honest people at that age.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to imply that they're being dishonest. Yeah, my mother would not remember at this point in her life that we had set up a trust for her.
Right. If it's a thing like as Alzheimer's or dementia or things like that, they are probably the most resistant parents you're ever going to run into.
I bet.
And it does take a little bit of push and shove from, the other family members to get things done and get them motivated.
Well, for that age, we're still dealing with a lot of the older generation that know they don't want anyone to know their business. The neighbors shouldn't know. Nobody should know. So it's
a pride thing.
Yeah. Well, I said the older generation. So, yeah, you're right there. Hey, let's go to break. And we get back from break. Now, Joe, you just mentioned Barrier Free Plus is located in Macomb. You just mentioned a client you have in Taylor. Let's talk about where you guys would go, because I think you'd go just about anywhere to help people out. And we'll talk about once someone calls, what happens from then. Stick around with more from Barrier Free Plus and the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys with Barrier Free Plus. A customer review goes like this. The team at Barrier Free Plus was very responsive and attentive to every issue my mom was going through. They customized a bathroom for her for independent use. They truly understood that everything had to be workable for her abilities. They communicated with me to make sure everything was going to be usable and just how she needed it. Thank you, Barrier Free Plus. I don't know if you could say any more than that.
No, that's just got to make you feel good every time you hear it when you're helping people like that. Joe, real quick, we have a lot of stuff we still want to get through, but how can you help? And what are your thoughts, your passion, I know, about the veterans out there, the guys that made it possible for us to be here right now?
The brothers before me, with me, and after me. You know they're my favorites. Don't forget your vets. November 11th, Veterans Day will be here. We work with the veterans. There's a lot of grants that you can apply for with regard to the veterans. One of the organizations that we like to help is Vets Returning Home. They're in Roseville, Michigan. They are in the old Red Cross building at 696 in Gratiot, next to Costco. And what do we do for the veterans? We get calls all the time. A lot of people don't realize that ALS Lou Gehrig's disease is 100% veteran disability. So they qualify for close to $140,000 in grants. One of Dave's all-time favorite customers that he modified an entire condo for was a veteran with ALS. We're also a member of the ALS Society. They refer us out for work out in Southfield. You know, there's a lot of things veterans come home with, from traumatic brain injuries to missing limbs or digits, and they need services. We just recently went into Westland, and a lot of people don't think about this, and I want you to think about this small thing as I end my conversation today with you fellas. He lost an arm. How do you wash your hands? How do you wash your hands?
Seriously.
So we had to mount soft bristled brushes next to the sink so that he could lather his hand and use the bristle to clean it because he doesn't have his secondary arm.
Can't get dressed.
How do you open the door? And this is popular with wheelchair ramps. A lot of people don't understand. They get to the door, and how do they get in the house? Automatic door openers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, shelves at certain heights, things that automatic door opener. Now, if he has a bag in his hand, he only has the one arm he's working with. So he can hit the door opener and it'll open it for him. So there are so many things that we can do for our veterans. You know, we don't know all of them. None of us do. But we certainly owe all of them. And the biggest thing that we can do is make sure that we recognize a vet. And don't tell a vet thanks for their service. We don't want to be told that because we've done things that we're very uncomfortable with. So you don't have to thank us. Most of us all volunteered. And the ones that didn't volunteer, the Vietnam veterans that we love so much, just look at them and tell them welcome home. Because when they came home, no one was welcoming them.
That's right. Yeah. We've got a third gentleman here that you've heard from before, Blair Hughes. And Ken, you had mentioned before we went to break that the internal process, if somebody feels the need for the services of this company, what happens?
What happens, and I just heard Joe mention it again. He mentioned Taylor earlier. He just mentioned Westland. Blair, your service area is most of Michigan,
yeah, well,
right?
Thanks to the bandwidth of WJR, we are certainly tri-county oriented. But, yeah, I've got Gross Hill up to South Lyon, over to Milford, Rochester Hills, Southfield, and then out to St. Clair, Macomb area. So, yeah, we are all over the Metro Detroit area.
How do you evaluate need, Joe?
Well, basically, what we do is we listen to the customer that calls us. If they call us or however we engage, a lot of times it's through an agency or it's through a caseworker, physical therapist, occupational therapist. But we offer a free in-home consultation, and we look at where that person is today and where they might be in the future. And then we try to assess what we can do to make their lives more manageable, so they can, in a lot of cases, they can age in their own home and they can stay there. Whether that's modifications, whether it's simple door widenings, things that are smaller, all the way up to full-scale additions and major projects. So the key to it is listen to the customer, find out what their needs are, and then we make our recommendations on what we think we should be doing. Also working with this, if there's a caseworker or occupational therapist that has specific things outlined.
And if someone, you know, they have or they see the need for your services in the future, what we need to make sure they don't do is just go out and find any company out there. Not every company specializes in what you do.
Good point.
And what's so unique about what you do is you've done it over and over and over again. When someone has an issue getting to a shower, getting into bed, getting through a door, you know the quickest, easiest, most economical way to help somebody with that.
Yeah, and a lot of times it comes down to your point about having done it.
Right.
So a lot of general contractors that are not specifically in this channel of home modifications to make it barrier-free, they can update the shower, they can update the sink or anything, but at the end of the day, it's not really barrier-free down the line. And little nuances is such as, do you use a round handle on a door or a lever handle on a door? So,
I think one question you ask someone when they come in is, do you know what BFD is? And if they say what they think it really is in their head, it's barrier-free design, and everyone should know that when you ask them that question.
Yeah, so again, it comes to experience over time and knowing the we have a well-established relationship with vendors, with subcontractors, so we pretty much are ready for anything that comes our way.
It's funny because so many people that are pretenders to what Barrier Free Plus does don't recognize the importance of lighting in keeping people safe.
So true. Well,
absolutely, and you know, one of the key things to all of it is the elimination of the potential for a trip,
yeah,
for a hazard, because those are usually the things that cause further limitations down the road, simply a person tripping or things of that nature. So absolutely, lighting, you know, removing thresholds, all those things are very important when it comes to that, for sure.
And I want to make sure people understand, you work with a lot of insurance companies, and the insurance company trusts you to do this for their clients. That's huge.
Yeah, it's almost an oddity in the construction industry. I haven't been in many channels,
right?
But a lot of the insurance companies come to us because we know we're the resident experts on what they need to get done. So they come to us and say, occupational therapists, physical therapists, insurance caseworkers, even in some cases we'll deal directly with attorneys, looking to us to give them, this is the way it should be done, or we had these people go out and look at a project, this is what they said, could you go out there and validate, this is what we want to do, this is what we need to do, this is what our client needs.
So, how about unanticipated traumatic injury rather than a progressive disease? If someone has a situation develop on Friday night, can they call you on Saturday to do a ramp or that type of thing?
Chuck, I'm just, that makes me think of a couple weeks ago when we were at the right. The pre-roof giveaway with Victor's.
Yeah.
The gentleman there, he was 11 feet up on a ladder cutting tree trims. Tree trim came down, knocked ladder out from under him. He's not walking. You know, I mean, his life changed like that. Those are people you can help out immediately.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on getting out to the customer, regardless of how the contact is initiated. We pride ourselves at getting out to the customer, sitting down with them, finding out what the situation is, and try to get them a line item estimate within 24 to 48 hours, unless it dictates some more, vetting out certain things for the project. And then, because like you just said, if it's not a progressive thing, it's an instant thing. So they don't know how to deal with it away.
People,
so a lot of times
we're
there to be the sounding board, to give them advice. They don't know how they're going to pay for anything because they weren't planning for this to happen. So
right.
They don't have X amount of dollars set aside. So it's good for them to get all the information in their hand as fast as possible, so they can sit down and discuss it with the family of how they're going to proceed.
Here are some emails we get on a regular basis. Guys, I need some work done for my father. I need some work done for my mother and father. You guys have an expert. I forget their names. What are they? Because what we tell people, and even if people are listening right now, if you're driving, don't write this down. Don't think. Just send us an email after the show when you get home and ask us, who was the company that helps with barrier-free design, and we're going to tell you barrier-free plus.
Yes.
So
right on. We appreciate the support.
Oh, you guys, you know what? The feedback we get once you guys go in, people, I mean, these reviews that we're hearing, you guys know what you're doing because you're a specialty company. You know, I mean, you guys can do a new addition for someone that doesn't need it, but with the knowledge that you have, you can put these designs in. They probably don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly. And we have the resources. The supply chain, as everybody knows, is a challenge in the construction industry. Fortunately, we've got long-term relationships so that we can help out with that a little bit as opposed to just picking up the phone.
Chuck, and that's one thing we've talked about in the past. When people do have these issues, they don't want anyone to know it. They don't, the stigmatization that is there. They don't want someone walking in a house.
Filling the front yard with a ramp.
Exactly. Or walking in a house and go, oh, someone who's disabled lived here. Let's talk about that when we get back from break.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys. And we're talking the Barrier Free Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus on WJR. For a free home assessment on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We don't have enough time to talk about all the things we need to talk about, so we're going to tell you to call them as soon as you think there's a need. But design. Dave, does everybody's ramp have to look like a ramp?
No, it does not. The emergency temporary ramps will look like a ramp.
Okay.
But one of the things that we try to do is, as I had stated earlier, is not to make the home look clinical.
Right.
And not to make it an open invitation to burglars.
Exactly.
I mean, once you see a ramp on the front of the house, the people know that, wow, that person probably doesn't move quite as quickly.
Statistically, that's a fact.
As yeah. the
it's
neighbor.
Sad, but it is, yeah.
Sad.
And unfortunately, we live in a society that advocates some of those type of ideas. And so if we can design a ramp, one is we will often put it in the rear elevation of the home if it has to look like a ramp, or blend it into the landscaping. Through brick pavers or concrete, or even wooden ramps can be designed in such a way that they don't actually look like a ramp. They're a part
just
of
just a nice entrance porch. To the home.
Right. Now you mentioned emergency ramps, and you know, I think a lot of people out there who are aging know someday if they want to stay in their house, it's very possible they're going to need to get a ramp
but or a lift.
Or lift, yeah, yeah, and I'm sure you guys have the benefits for each one of them. But an emergency ramp, it may be a temporary ramp if someone's temporarily, because I think of the gentleman again back at he's walking again. He says he's walking again. So any ramp he would need would be temporary. You can help people out with that as well.
We can. We don't stock a whole large inventory, but usually within a week we could get a ramp to somebody's house and we'll facilitate him for that. There's what we call temporary ramps are not necessarily temporary ramps. They're aluminum ramps.
Right.
They're modular in construction.
Like the dock systems.
Similar to a dock system. And they are safe for long-term use.
Mm-hmm. And they don't require a permit. You don't have to go through 6 weeks of...
because they're not part of the Michigan building code.
And speaking of permits, when you do a lot of these projects, a lot of the stuff you do require permits, and you guys take care of all that for the homeowners, correct?
We do, and I'm a big advocate of permits.
Yes.
I think the permit process is helpful for, one, your guys in the field, and it's also good to have an extra set of eyes because anybody can make a mistake, anybody can miss something, and following through to make sure everything is right up to snuff and up to compliance is a beautiful way to run all your projects.
Nice to hear that, isn't it?
It is. It is. Dave, we've talked many times, and for the people out there that have never heard you before, and they're at an age where they're thinking they can't get around their house anymore. They're depressed. You know, they're not able to get upstairs like they used to. Give you a call, right? Talk to you. At least you can come out. You can tell them. Because you know what? I mean, we've seen the stoves that rise up and down. People, they can roll right up to rise up and down.
I mean, getting in and out of the house
know
is
the
a huge
stuff
issue.
That's out there that can help them, and you can help them.
Well, there's a number of things. And the market's increasing every day.
We're all getting older, right?
Older. The product lines and diversity of products is increasing. on a regular basis. Simple dishwashers with drawers in them that allow you, you know, simpler access. Ovens with hinge doors from side to side versus up and down. There's multiple different products now that are available that, you know, can be done. And simple things like where we place a shower valve outside of the direct shower temperature is an offset it that we can do and encourage people to use their heads a little bit. And even if they... There's a lot of do-it-yourselfers and family members that can help their parents out.
See, that's that nuance. So you don't have to be in the shower to turn on the water, which I've always thought was insane, to say the least.
Well, if you thought it was difficult for us to scamper out of the way, try and take a person in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
If we could do it from another room, our kids would take a lot shorter showers.
We'd be handling that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So who does the design work before the work on site actually gets implemented?
Well, you know, it's surprisingly, Joe and Blair and myself can all do the design work. When it comes to the permit application, I'll actually do the design drawings myself. But as far as getting people through the preliminary stage, hands-on drawings when it comes to our office. The
budgeting.
Everybody's capable of doing that. In fact, they actually do more of that than I do.
For people who have had big projects done in the past, they know the stuff during that project that stressed them out. And one of the things that we hear that stressed them out the most is they had too many people to talk to, too many voices. Since you guys have been team partners of the Inside Outside Guys, it's been you, Joe, and Blair. Is it fair to say one of you three will be the contact person for that homeowner for that specific project?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's,
we don't hand that project off to anybody.
Good.
If you go out and you visit the person, you're responsible for that person. From the signing of the contract to the draw schedule to final payment and permit approval.
And homeowners, you understand, these are experts. You guys are experts at what they're asking you guys to do. So like anyone else, once they hire you, they trust you and they'll be thrilled.
And if they're not, we'll have a problem, because you'll find that all of our guys are extremely compassionate. And you have to have compassion to be in this business. If a person, a simple grab bar installation is not going to be the same for everybody. Our guys, when they go out to do a grab bar job, they're told to put the person in the shower. Mm-hmm. Have them feel exactly where their needs are. Watch them step over the tub. Place the bars where they actually need them. We don't have specified rules that say a grab bar has to be here.
Amen. I love hearing that.
I mean,
not only that, but how it's installed to resist the load that might be imposed on it if someone does fall is critical.
That's true. And the grab bars are required to be hold 300 pounds per fastener. Gotcha. So that's 600 pounds on a 36-inch grab bar. Yep. And so the installation anchors or the stud work are imperative.
We only got a couple minutes left, so I want to shift gears real quick. And this was not any of the stuff we said we're going to talk about. But said it many times. I didn't come up with it, but that who much is given, much is expected. And so many of our team partners give back. And you guys, you give back all year long. And you told me earlier you put your boat away. That's got to hurt your heart a little bit when it's time to put your boat away. But tell people real quick how you help a lot of the people in need, please.
Well, all of our, I guess you would call them team members, are involved with helping other people. Like when, for example, we'll be involved with the trunk or treats. But our main project with the company is our special needs boat. And what our special needs boat is, it's a boat that's designed specifically for people with special needs, whether it be a walker or a hand problem. We can actually physically take two wheelchairs on the boat at a time. And twice a week, Wednesdays and Sundays, we have a company called No Limits Fishing. It's a company affiliated with Barrier Free Plus. People can sign up, come out for a three-hour trip or a six-hour trip on Lake St. Clair to St. Clair River, and just enjoy life.
And the smiles, the pictures, the smiles that you send those people is amazing. We've seen you both do it.
You got Veterans Day coming up. Dave, tell them what the veterans did for Barrier Free Plus and No Limits.
We had a fishing trip with some veterans during the air show. And the advocate for the veterans kept bugging me, what can we do for you guys? What can we do for you guys? And I go, and I'm terrible at asking for things. But finally, he got on my nerves enough. I said, all right, what we need is two electric reels. We've had 6 or 7 trips this year that have people with hand dexterity issues. They cannot reel in their own fish. Lo and behold, in September, the second week of September, VA out of Dearborn showed up and they handed me 2 electric reels.
That is phenomenal. That's people so who cool. need help, giving help, relationships that you had. Listen, for people listening right now, the 3 gentlemen you met today are who you heard. They're all genuine men who want to help you. If you need help with any issue in the future, make sure you contact Barrier Free Plus. Thank you very much for coming on with us, gentlemen.
Happy Halloween.
All right, this has been the Inside Outside Guys featuring Barrier Free Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.